Welcome back, everybody, to the Real Madrid podcast. Now, don't forget, you can catch up with all of the news from the course of the last year over at the website at www.realmadridpodcast.com. On to today, then, coming up, we'll take a look at the weekend meeting with Espanyol. But first, we'll round up what has been making the headlines over the last 48 hours or so. Now, Paul Pogba still remains Zidane's most wanted target despite the performances in midfield this season, including, of course, the emergence of Valverde. Contact, it is said, has continued with the player throughout the course of the season, and renewed attempts at discussing a deal with Manchester United have allegedly begun again. But if there is no deal for Pogba, will Eriksen sign? If a deal can be done in January, a fee of anything from 10 million upwards would secure him. Zidane, though, continues to insist that he has zero interest in signing the Dane. Van de Beek over at Ajax remains a possible, but remember, both the player and the club have said that there will be no deal done in January. If a move is to be done, then it will be in the summer. Now, Brahim Diaz's future, which for a fleeting moment did look bright, is on the brink of a January exit on loan. That is, depending on who you read and who you believe, there's a trio of clubs interested in signing him, including Malaga, Alavés and Getafe. It's down to the player, who has already refused one offer to leave. That was in the summer, preferring to fight for a place. The reality is, though, that he is so far down the list, it's difficult to see him even making the bench. Gareth Bale is a hot topic yet again. He's been speaking in an interview this week on his situation, in particular how he's reacted and dealt with the fans booing him. The first time he said, "I heard it, it was a bit of a shock and I really didn't know what to do. But as you get older, you learn how to deal with these things. And now I simply just shrug. If you don't play well, then I understand. I have to keep working hard and show the fans what I can do." His agent as well has weighed in with a few comments. He said he has never asked to leave the club. He has a contract with Real Madrid, and as long as he is loved at the club, there isn't much that can be done. On whether or not he is actually happy in Madrid, he said he is not elated. His mood, though, will not affect his performance. The facts and the figures show that if he is on the field, then Madrid have more chance of winning games. Another surprise this week, the squad had their annual Christmas get-together and Gareth Bale was pictured with the team. Kroos and Benzema were two that were absent. The moment of the night, well, that must have been the secret Santa gifts being given out. Marcelo bought Bale a golf club. No good news to report for Eden Hazard, who Madrid now do not expect to return before the new year. And the bad news has been mounting up over the course of the last 24 hours. Marcelo, as well, is only rated doubtful for the upcoming games against Barcelona and indeed Valencia. A muscle injury looks likely to keep him out for 3 weeks now as well. And Gareth Bale has been recovering from a muscle injury this week too. The media have actually called this latest round of injuries a plague. 16 players now have picked up a total of 29 injuries this year. On to Mariano Diaz. Remember him? Well, he last appeared back in May when he scored twice in the 3-2 victory over Villarreal, since when he has literally been frozen out of contention. His nightmare, though, may be about to end as Espanyol, a club he was once on the books of, by the way, as a junior back in 2002, they are in the process of putting together a loan deal to take him until the end of the season. Going back to one of the favourite transfer rumours of the season so far, and indeed last season as well, it is, can Madrid do a deal to sign Mbappe? The latest in a long line of stories to appear, Madrid offering 100 million plus Vinicius for Mbappe, which looks to be on the hopeful side, really, with PSG not moving from their valuation of 250 million. And Vinicius, who cost 45 million a year ago, well, it seems generous in the extreme to think of his value doubling in the short period of time that he's been at Madrid. Hopes receding further that Erling Haaland will be tempted to come to Real Madrid as RB refused to move on their valuation. Borussia Dortmund, it seems, have moved into pole position. They, remember, nurtured the talents of both Lewandowski and Aubameyang in recent years. They now look favourites to sign him. The potential good news here is that Dortmund will sell Jadon Sancho to fund the deal. Here's a name to keep an eye on for the future. His name is Romario Barro. He's over at Porto, the 19-year-old under-21 international for Portugal who models his game, they say, on Zidane, has been appearing in the first team on occasion this season. And if you watched the UEFA Youth League last season, you'll know him. He was a prominent player in Porto's victory, 6 goals and 4 assists. As they went on to beat Chelsea in the final. His release clause, and he does have one, is around €40 million. Now, bizarre as it may seem, considering his standing with the fans at the moment, but PSG president Nasser Khelaifi has attempted to lure Neymar into signing a new contract with the club until 2025, offering him a staggering €50 million per season, making him the highest paid football player in history. Neymar, though, has, it said, no interest in negotiations at this time. And one who has given up now on his hopes, so it seems, of ever pulling on the white shirt of Real Madrid is Robert Lewandowski. "It's too late," he said, "for me to play in Madrid. I'm 31 years of age. I will be playing for a few more years yet, but I'm focused now on winning trophies for Bayern Munich. I'm happy here in Munich. I play for one of the greatest clubs in Europe. There is no need to move. I have everything here that I need, and I still, though, have big ambitions." Time then to look ahead to the weekend. Zidane has just finished his pre-match press conference ahead of Espanyol tomorrow. Asked about the opposition, he said, "They don't deserve to be where they are. We have to be wary." Vinicius, where is he? Is he going to be involved? "He will be with us tomorrow," said Zidane. "Everybody must be prepared." On this plague of injuries, as the media have called it, he was asked whether the players can do things to help themselves to prevent the injuries. He said, "It is important to train, but also to eat well and recover. I think the players do this. Plus, remember, we do have the best medical facilities here." On Gareth Bale and golf, he said, "Look, I'm the coach. I'm not stopping Gareth or anybody else from living their lives. They know what their responsibilities are." On to the game itself. Well, this weekend it will be the 177th meeting between Madrid and Espanyol. And Madrid hold a significant upper hand in meetings down the years. 105 victories, 34 draws, and just 37 games lost. And in the last 25 meetings between the two, Madrid have lost just one of those games. That's back in February of 2018 when Zidane's team lost to Gerard Moreno's goal. That aside, there were just 2 other games there drawn. In that time as well, there have been some very emphatic victories. 4-0, 5-0, 2-6-0 victories. And one of those was away from home in September of 2015. You may very well remember this game. Ronaldo scored 5 goals that day. 7 of those who started on that very day as well could actually play some part in the game tomorrow. Last season, Real Madrid came to Espanyol and scored 4 goals, and goals have been in plentiful supply down the years. 579 goals have been scored in this fixture down the years, so I'm sure Real Madrid will fancy their chances of scoring goals against the team with the worst defence in La Liga. 28 goals conceded, just 10 scored in 15 games by Espanyol. They haven't won at home all season. Both their victories have come away from home at Levante and Eibar. And if you look at the season so far, they may well be one off the bottom of the table. But in 13 away games they've played this season in the Liga and Europa League, They have lost just three. Their problem, though, is clearly scoring goals. Eight different players have scored for Espanyol this season, but only one of those has actually scored more than one goal, and that's Marc Roca, who scored twice, but both of them have been penalty kicks. Four players have given assists. Matias Vargas, the Argentine international, who signed from Vélez Sarsfield this season, has provided the most with two. Discipline, though, maybe a cause for concern as well. 30 yellow cards and two red this season, with the veteran defenders Sanchez and Naldo picking up no fewer than a third of all of the yellow cards between the two of them. Well, it is difficult, isn't it, on paper to see anything but a home victory here. But despite the record, Espanyol have proved resilient at times away from home this season. So Real Madrid might have to remain very patient here. It is the last home game before that trio of away fixtures, beginning with Brugge in Champions League next week. Then it's off to Valencia and then Barcelona, of course, to follow before returning home on the 22nd of December to face Bilbao. Well, that's it for today. We'll be back on Tuesday with the next show. Don't forget, you can listen to all of the previous episodes from this year and beyond via the website at www.realmadridpodcast.com. Enjoy the game, and we hope to see you back here next Tuesday. Until then, from me, Tim Capel, bye-bye.